My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Eric Dolphy. Eric Dolphy was born in Los Angeles in 1928 and died way too soon at the age of 36 in Berlin. Among many other things, Dolphy popularized, or at least brought to bear, the use of the bass clarinet in an ensemble. And whether you classify his work as free jazz or out, there's a certain authenticity to Dolphy's playing. There's a certain courage that helps to both deconstruct and to define an age of being. Eric Dolphy played with his heart, and as Mingus himself remembered, there was no one more gentle than Dolphy himself. When we find ourselves traveling on unfamiliar streets, in a world or in a town that is changing drastically, and if we question whether we really know our neighbors, what they're capable of, what they really think behind their closed curtains, Dolphy's music pierces us and reminds us to take notice of our own sense of self and to summon the power and the stamina that it takes to open ourselves up to defining right from wrong. What happens to us? What happens to our civilizing veneer when we are frustrated or when we are angry? What happens to us when the resources are slim? And what happens to us as tragedy stares us in the face? Do we stand our ground? Or even, perhaps, as Eric Dolphy has, do we push back with all of our force, with all of our soul, with all of our might, recognizing that this will not stand? And in the moments that we have to construct and to build our own vision, we can build a kingdom out of the shards of beauty, out of the things that remain for us, which may sound discordant to one, but expresses essentially who we are to another. So allow us to find the substance that brings us to action. And even though our voice may be shrill at times, may we hear it and may we communicate it as a force of change, as a voice of conscience, and a voice of beauty. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.